You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Some of the most disturbing stories from Hurricane Sandy are about elderly and disabled New Yorkers who didn't evacuate and faced the storm alone. Nearly half of the 43 people in New York City who died in the storm were senior citizens. Many others who are elderly, disabled, or chronically ill were stranded for days and even weeks without vital medical supplies and care. It turns out that more than 7 years ago, Mayor Bloomberg called for a program known as a special needs registry that might have prevented a lot of this hardship, but it appears the administration didn't follow through. Sasha Chavkin looked into this issue for WNYC and the New York World, a digital journalism project at Columbia University, with support from the Nation Institute Investigative Fund. He joins us this morning. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Soterios.
Sasha, what is a special needs registry?
A special needs registry is a voluntary listing of people who have special needs and vulnerabilities during a disaster. It's used to provide additional assistance to people who sign up. That can be help with evacuation using transportation that's accessible to the disabled, or it can include placement in facilities that can meet a person's special needs.
And Mayor Bloomberg proposed this kind of registry for New York City.
That's right. In 2005, Bloomberg is campaigning for re-election, and people are seeing the humanitarian disaster caused by Hurricane Katrina. His commissioner of the Office of Emergency Management testified before a state assembly committee that was investigating New York City's preparedness that OEM was ready to act immediately to create this registry if the mayor decided to pursue it. But New York City never followed through. I asked City Hall for an explanation, and they haven't responded. New York City's Public Housing Authority and Human Resources Administration do have lists of special needs clients, but wouldn't explain how they're used or if they were used during Hurricane Sandy.
Okay, so how would a special needs registry work?
That depends place by place. In Suffolk County, there are 658 people in their special needs registry. Volunteers made more than 4,000 calls before and after Hurricane Sandy to people in the registry and their emergency contacts, which is an average of 6 or 7 calls per registrant. 130 people were specially evacuated, either because they were in flood-prone areas or because they were in areas where the power might go out, and they depended on electricity for medical equipment. Joel Vetter, who's the Suffolk County Emergency Services Coordinator, says definitively that the registry saved lives during Sandy because there were people who were mobility challenged, who they evacuated, whose homes burned to the ground in the aftermath of the storm. But all registries aren't the same. In Westchester County, for example, the county keeps the list, but it's up to each municipality to determine what the response will be.
Okay. And so New York City obviously would then have to figure out these questions if they were to create a registry here in the city.
That's right. And no one is saying that that would be an easy task. When the idea came up before, some in the disabled community opposed it because the city wasn't talking about broader changes to make transportation or emergency shelters or city services more accessible during disasters. Here's Margi Trapani, the communications director for the Center for Independence of the Disabled, New York.
There was no other side of what the registry would mean for people. You can sign your name to something, and that seems good, but then what do you get out of that? And there was no plan that we were aware of.
So when I spoke with her organization, they described visiting shelters in the days before Hurricane Sandy and finding, for example, that someone in a wheelchair couldn't get through the door. So it was really wider problems than just names on a list that they were talking about.
And what about the fact that so many people, you know, disabled and otherwise, were not willing to evacuate even when they knew, you know, they were in an evacuation zone?
So a registry is voluntary, and it's not going to change anything for a person who doesn't want to participate. But what we have found is that if it does include services to make it easier for someone to evacuate into shelter, that can really make a difference in someone's decision to evacuate when they're at risk in the first place.
So it's not just the list, it's the services and everything else behind the list. Reporter Sasha Chafkin on the lack of a database for New York City's most vulnerable population, even though Mayor Bloomberg outlined one 7 years ago. Thanks so much, Sasha.
Thank you.
To read Sasha's article and for a map showing Sandy's casualties in New York City, go to WNYC.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.